Good morning. It's 846 4CA. Well, when we get to the point of retirement, sometimes, hard to believe, we might have some excess cash. What do you do with that cash? We know the real estate market has been, well, I guess, very volatile in recent years. Cash in the bank, well, the percentage return, less than 1%. It's hardly worthwhile. But there's a particular asset class that's actually enjoyed about 11% growth year on year since about 2005. And the asset class we're talking about is pink. We're talking about pink diamonds this morning. My special guest is Eric Kariuki. He's the Managing Director of Pink Diamond Capital. He joins me this morning. Eric, when we're talking about a growth rate year on year of about 11%, as far as investment's concerned, I can understand why there's a great deal of interest in pink diamonds.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a compounding rate year on year. So it's a fantastic number, especially given the interest rates these days. We know that money in the bank isn't doing too well. And that's been a major concern for a lot of our clients. So I don't know what your money is doing in the bank, but you're certainly right. It's not, I'd say you'd be lucky to be getting 1%.
Well, look, with the closure about a year ago, I think in late 2020 of the Argyle mine, they're becoming more and more scarce. I believe the Argyle mine was actually responsible for about 90% of the world's supply of pink diamonds. Since that's closed, I should imagine they're becoming even more scarce as well.
Yeah, it's been fantastic since the closure. I mean, the demand has been really strong. So you're absolutely right there, where the Argyle mine, and not many people know this, but out of the Argyle mine, it's only about less than 1% of their annual production that was pink. And that 1% supplied over 90% of the world supply. To give you some numbers there, so you can see how rare they are.
Wow!
And, you know, following the closure, it means we've lost over 90% of the world supply of pink diamonds. So the scarcity is increasing, demand is increasing. So we have the right ingredients there for a potentially good investment.
Now, I understand that particularly China and India are some of the growth market areas for pink diamonds. Any concerns there in the longer term, or is that interest likely to grow? And I guess there's the possibility of additional markets for pink diamonds in time as well.
Oh, absolutely. No concerns to answer your question. I think that we're just scratching the surface there. I think it's going to get busier and busier. The pink diamonds have been a really strong asset class in Australia. I think a lot of Australians really appreciate the true value and scarcity of them. And you can see that the demand is growing overseas in various countries. I think one of the largest consumers of the pink diamonds is Japan. So there's strong demand for the asset, especially the Argyle pink diamonds, because obviously Argyle in itself is known for producing the best quality colored diamonds, pink diamonds for that matter. And so people are really after that Argyle pink diamond, which come from our backyard in WA.
Okay, well, look, hopefully my other half isn't listening in, but if I decided I wanted to invest in pink diamonds, would I go out and buy a ring that's set in gold, or are you better to actually buy pink diamonds, obviously high quality, individually that are not set in any form of, other metal or any type of ring or anything like that? Because I guess for the longer term, that's the type of thing that's likely to be more saleable instead of actually having it set, for instance, in a diamond ring.
Yeah, absolutely. So from my perspective, we always go through a strategy session. It all depends on your personal aims. And so from my view, I suggest starting with, the right diamond for the right price, getting a really good quality diamond that you can get the best that you can get within your range and your strategy. And then at any time down the track, whether you do it now or later, you can always, make that bespoke piece that you want to wear if you choose to wear it. Remember that most of these diamonds are actually going into self-managed super funds, which means that they, fit in safety deposit boxes and don't end up in jewelry. But
yes,
some do end up in jewelry for people who would like to enjoy them. So it really depends. But it always starts by investing the right diamonds.
And I guess that's the key, is making sure you get the right type of cut and the right kind of diamond. Look, we did talk about the volatility of certain markets. Just give me a bit of an idea as we wrap up this morning. Say, compared to the gold market, how is the pink diamond, I guess the value of pink diamonds maintained maintained and grown over the years, even compared to staples such as gold?
Yeah, good question. So we know that pink diamonds are uncorrelated to the stock market, which is a key reason people invest in them, to have that little to no volatility and some stability in their portfolio. So from, if you look back in history, even at GFC 2008, the markets went down, the gold and diamonds, performed really strongly, being that physical asset. In about 2012, 2013, investor demand changed back into the stock market, so it started to pick up again. Pink diamonds stabilized and gold sort of dropped in that season, purely because the gold supply was a lot higher than the demand. Yeah. Whereas, with the pink diamond, the supply has never really matched the demand. So it's been quite a steady, stable profile over the last 20 years. So it's been fantastic.
Okay, so whether it is actually in a diamond ring, with gold surrounded by beautiful gold, or whether it's actually just diamonds on their own that are more specifically for that investment long-term and are on sale at some stage in the future, they sound like a spectacular and quite amazing gift. I just hope my other half hasn't been listening. Otherwise, I might have committed myself to a purchase in the not-too-distant future, Eric.
Absolutely. Wish you all the best. And, mate, you're absolutely right. Start with the right diamond, and that's where we can help most people, especially investors.
Excellent. He's the Managing Director of Pink Diamond Capital, Eric Kariuki. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much. Aussie pubs in the